Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, it is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Of course, this is not Dr. Joy Brown. And I have to say, after having done in my own career, in my own lifetime, decades and decades and decades of radio, both talk radio, music radio, talking about radio, being interviewed on radio, and hosting my own shows, I have never approached a radio program with as much sweat, nervousness, angst, intensity, concentration, and emotions as I feel at this moment embarking upon this next three-hour broadcasting experience. My name is Michael Harrison, and I am deeply honored and very touched and serious about what is about to happen. I'm honored to be the moderator and the host of this very special and important historic installment of the Dr. Joy Brown Show. I have been her friend for about 30 years, one of my best friends. I was one of her best friends, hopefully. My wife, Bernadette Duncan, who is sitting here in the studio with me, also was her friend for decades. Bernadette, you were, Bernadette is a very experienced talk radio producer who spent 26 years, as they say in the business, behind the glass. Did you ever produce Joy Brown, Bernadette?
I sat in for a producer one time, and Joy and I became friends.
So you were friends with Joy.
That's correct.
Not really somebody who worked with her. In the next 3 hours, you're going to hear a parade of people who have either worked with Joy Brown, have known Joy Brown, have been personal friends with Joy Brown. They include a very noted media and radio writer, Mike Kanosian, nationally renowned talk talent, Alan Combs, programming executive David Bernstein, big talent agent Heather Cohen, a programming consultant Holland Cook, a programming personality, a radio talk show host Doug Steffen will be with us, a man for whom Joy Brown worked for decades, a radio management figure Jerry Crowley, a radio impresario, entrepreneur involved in the careers of more hosts than I can begin to name. His name is Ron Hartenbaum, and a personal friend of Joy who worked in nonprofit organizations, Habitat for Humanity and Alzheimer's, and worked with Joy, the humanitarian. Tracy Kramer will be with us. This is an amazing lineup of guests, and I will moderate. When Joy died unexpectedly last Saturday, August 27th, two Saturdays ago, all of her friends and the people in radio and so many of her listeners across the country could not believe it. She was the opposite of somebody that you would think of as dying. She was a 71-year-old woman who looked like a 51-year-old woman and had the energy and the personality of a 21-year-old woman. She was a dazzling figure. She was vivacious. She was intelligent. She was serious. She was zany. She not only was interested in psychology, which she took very seriously and was immensely proud of the fact that she was really the last man or woman standing on a national level in this industry as a practitioner of the advice show based upon a clinical degree in psychology based upon the principles of the art and science, the emphasis on science of psychology. And nobody would expect that you'd hear this news when I first heard it, because I am the publisher of a trade magazine, Talkers Magazine, so news comes to me. My phone started ringing, my texts start binging, my emails start twinging, and people asking me, can you confirm this rumor? And I hadn't known about it, and I, you know, you feel your heart stop, and I'm saying, oh my gosh, I hope this is just a rumor. Please don't be true. And then I had to worry about getting the news out. The first thing you do, you go to Google. There's nothing there. And we confirmed it, and we had the unfortunate task of putting the news out to the industry. And, of course, the rest is history. Our first guest is a man who, as I mentioned earlier, is a writer. He's a former broadcaster who, for the past 25, 30 years, I'm not sure exactly how long it's been, has made a reputation for himself as the premier chronicler of talk radio history and talk radio personalities. He is the managing editor of Talkers Magazine, and he did a great job writing an article about Dr. Joy Brown that ran in 2015 and now was republished just last week in Talkers, called Retrospective, The Life and Career of Dr. Joy Brown. His name is Mike Kanojian. Mike's in California. I am broadcasting from the Massachusetts studios of Talkers Magazine, and we're coming to you, of course, on the Genesis Communications Network. Mike, welcome to the program.
Michael, thank you very much. It's great to be with you. I wish it were under better circumstances, but I have to react to a couple of things that you've said already. Number one, there couldn't be a better person to be hosting this than you, and you have absolutely no reason to be as nervous as you say you are. But it only speaks to your character and the great relationship that you had with Dr. Joy Brown. Also, as you're going through the lineup, and I know that time is really, this 3 hours is going to go by so quickly, and because this woman is so fascinating, but the people that you've lined up, not counting me, of course, but the other people that you've got are just so fascinating, so intriguing, and will offer a tremendous cross-section into the life of this woman. But it's a great honor to be with you, and I'm very flattered to be asked to be on the show.
How would you describe Joy Brown in terms of the hundreds and hundreds of radio personalities whose heads you really got into? I mean, folks, this man knows how to do what we call a personality profile. Very few people love radio as much as you do, Mike, and know it as well as you do. But you have had intimate conversations with just about every major radio personality in the business going back for years. How would you describe, in a nutshell, Dr. Joy Brown from the perspective of having interviewed her and followed her career the way you did?
Well, I appreciate the kind words. And speaking of words, you used two that really were great summaries of her as a person, and I'll be, you know, happy to answer your question. But when you said vivacious and dazzling, those are two words that, quite frankly, come to my mind. And as far as the type person, and I really do have a couple of things that I want to get into as we talk here, but the most important thing that I can say about her is that she possessed the two biggest requirements for a talk radio host, in my opinion. She's curious. I'm sorry. She was curious, and she was a good listener. Any good talk radio host has to be curious and a good listener, and so many hosts are not. They're so involved in themselves that they aren't good listeners. She was. You know, you use the word personable a lot in life. This is a very personable woman who cared about people. And I'll tell you a quick story that I can attest to firsthand.
All right, Mike, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with that story. We're talking with Mike Kanosian, the managing editor of Talkers Magazine, and his remembrances and this special tribute to Dr. Joy Brown. I'm Michael Harrison.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we are continuing our tribute to the memory of one of the great radio broadcasters of the modern era who passed away a couple of Saturdays ago on Saturday, August 27th, Dr. Joy Brown. This is her show, and we are feeling our way through it, taking this day today to have a three-hour memorial to her with some of the people from radio and beyond who have known her and worked with her. And we're currently talking with Mike Kanosian, who is the managing editor of Talkers Magazine and one of the really fine chroniclers of radio history, and he has interviewed almost every major personality. And Mike is telling us about his impressions with Dr. Joy Brown. And Mike, when we left off, you were going to tell us a story. Could you pick it up at that point?
Sure. And I'm reminded when we took the break there of something that's very important about Dr. Joy, and that was she wouldn't do any commercials, personal endorsements, unless she felt very invested in it. So she wouldn't do an endorsement for somebody just for the sake of doing it, which I thought spoke brilliantly of her character. But the story I was going to tell was that when somebody would come up to her and say, I'm a big fan of yours, she would stop them immediately and want to know about the person. It was a quirk of hers that she wanted to know their name, and she wouldn't let something like that just go by, as others would do very kind of flippantly. She didn't let her celebrity status really go to her head, and that's something that I really respected about her a great deal.
Well, she had her ego under control. One of the major traits of a radio personality. I mean, think about it. You sit for 3 hours, 4 hours, 2 hours, maybe a day, and your job is to give your opinion about things, whether it's people's relationships, which of course is a rarity now in talk radio. Most talk radio is to give your opinion about world and national events, about the news. And when you think about the kind of a personality that would take it upon themselves to sit behind a microphone for hours every day, and their job is to give instant opinion about everything, how to run the country, how to run the government, how to do this, how to do that, it takes an enormous amount of confidence, i.e. ego, to do that.
Right.
And radio psychologists tend to also be egotistical in terms of they understand how the human mind and emotional system works. So what you're saying is quite revealing as to her unique kind of an ego. I wouldn't say Joy didn't have an ego, but she put service ahead of ego. It was serving the public more than herself. And she didn't like to do endorsements even if she liked the product. I think she held her career back by radio industry standards of how much money you make, how well you get along at your network, at your station, because she always bucked the trend to having live personality endorsements, and the sales departments were pulling their hair out with her because everybody wanted Dr. Joy to endorse them. She could have made three times as much money, and she didn't like to do that. So you brought up a really good point, Mike.
And, you know, it's interesting about making money. You got to remember that this is somebody who is a real doctor. She is so well known to us in the industry as being a broadcaster, but she was a doctor first. And I know you know this, Michael, but she was reluctant to go into the business. She did not want to go into the business. She was approached to get into it. She had no idea what the call letters of the radio station in Boston, where she first made her appearance, she had no idea what they were. It's WITS, long gone now. But she didn't know what WITS meant. They approached her. She didn't want to do it. And a light bulb clicked on in her head that she could deal with more people, help more people in 1 hour on the radio than she could in 1 year in her practice. So she got into the business quite by accident, as happens, you know, fairly common these days. But, you know, we're talking 30 years ago. She was reluctant to get into the business. She did. And night, and you'll appreciate this, her first night was a disaster, and because of that, it made her a better broadcaster. She became much more prepared, and it was one of the stories that we hear over and over again. After her first night, she was ready to throw in the towel, and obviously, thank goodness, she didn't.
Some of the greatest shows started with disasters.
Yes.
It's a nerve-wracking. Look, I even admitted at the beginning of this program, and I am a seasoned broadcaster, to say the least. I feel like this is the first time I've ever been on the air just because of the nature of this program. This isn't even a radio show to me. This is a celebration of a great woman's life. And you stop down and you say, wait a second. I'm not going to rely on all my broadcast tricks and all my maneuvers and how I sound and all the things that people become obsessed with when they're on the radio or in any kind of a performance art, just to bring your humanity to the table and hope that all the pieces fall into place. Well, I still cannot get used to the idea that she's gone. I can't even imagine the business without her. You mentioned something that she was a real doctor, something that is a good point I'd like for her listeners to know. And this is really about closure and a sense of information and respect to the people who listen to her. And as we go on, I'll talk a bit about the kind of listeners that she had. But a lot of people don't know that Joy Brown almost was also a medical doctor. She had a PhD in clinical psychology. She was a brilliant woman. She went on to medical school, and had she stayed with it just a little bit longer, she would have been a medical doctor.
Right.
She chose not to for reasons I'm not quite sure of at this moment, but something came up in her life. You probably know more than I do about why she didn't finish her medical studies. But she knew enough about medicine to supplement her absolute black belt knowledge. I mean, she knew her stuff about psychology, as you point out, Mike.
You know, she was going through a painful divorce, and that was one of the reasons. But it's fascinating to me some of the things that we discussed, and you and I, and I'm sure you'll get into this, but you and I saw her in May, and she was just there was no. No one could have predicted that in May we would be talking in September about her passing. But Michael, I did want to share something with you. I know time is tight, but I wanted to get this part in because I think it speaks so highly of her. One of the things she said, and it might be chilling to hear this, but when we take our last breath, we won't regret the mistakes we made as much as the chances we didn't take.
So well said. So well said. Thank you, Mike Kanosian, for joining us on this remembrance of Dr. Joy Brown. Alan Combs is going to join us in the next segment. I'm Michael Harrison.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Thank you very much for listening, everybody. I'm Michael Harrison, and this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. If you're just joining us, we are doing a special three-hour tribute to the memory of our lost friend and a beloved friend and lost broadcaster, Dr. Joy Brown, who was taken away from us all prematurely and shockingly unexpectedly on Saturday, August 27th. And this program today on her show, we're leaving the announcements and the call Dr. Joy's everything to maintain the flavor of the show and the dignity of it and her important part of radio history is really a loose bunch of friends. We all know each other. and have worked with her or have just been personal friends with her. Our next guest is somebody that I'm sure most of you as talk radio listeners are familiar with him from both radio and television. Fox News Radio is the platform upon which his nightly show is syndicated on radio, and he is seen regularly as a commentator on the Fox News Channel. Alan Combs. Alan, welcome to this special tribute.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for having me on this.
Well, you certainly belong on this because not only do you know radio from the inside out and are known by the radio listeners, but you, too, have known Joy Brown well. And you were her friend, but you also were her colleague. And in a very short chapter of her career,
yes,
you worked with Joy in the network.
We started a network in 1990. Actually, Barry Farber, certainly well known to these audiences, a conservative talk show host, and I, along with Michael Costello, who had produced a financial show with Sonny Block on WMCA in New York, we started a network called Daynet in 1990. And it was Barry, me, and the other host we had. We did three shows. Was Dr. Joy Brown. So she was a big part of our success. We wouldn't have been as successful as we were without her. She was terrific to know and to work with, a kind soul. And like you, just I sit here in shock at what has happened just a couple of weeks ago.
Isn't it amazing how talk radio has changed since those days?
Well, yes. She was, in some ways, the last of a breed doing the kind of spoken word radio that which is still very successful and could be when done properly. Radio has become such a polarized medium. You're either left or you're right, and there isn't much airspace for shows that could span the spectrum of who knows how many other issues and topics. I do believe there's certainly room for those things. But, you know, this all started with Dr. Joyce Brothers years ago. Dr. Joy Brown was a number of in a series of shows and hosts who did that. This, I think, is still a great need. I mean, this still is the Dr. Joy Brown show we're on now.
Yes.
And there's an audience listening that I think hungers for what she had to offer.
That's why it is so important to me and to so many of us who love talk radio and respect the people that listen to it that this program just doesn't disappear in a puff of smoke. Because, one, there really aren't that many people out there that can replace her because the industry doesn't foster that type of talent anymore.
Correct.
And, I mean, you mentioned left and right. There isn't even that much room for the left anymore.
I can testify to that.
Exactly. That maybe, and I love political talk. I'm a champion of the First Amendment. I like the left. I like the middle. I like the right. I believe talk radio is a very important part of the national dialogue and freedom of speech, so I'm not knocking it. But with all the stations out there and all the people that love to have intelligent spoken word input, there are so many other subjects that can be discussed. And Joy was not just psychology. She loved theater, culture, the arts. She used to be a theater critic, a movie critic, and she would slip it into her show a little bit.
In many ways, she was a Renaissance woman.
Yes.
Psychology was her forte. It was her degree is what she focused on. But there was such a broad, such depth and breadth to what she brought to the microphone every day, which is what made her a great broadcaster. You don't become a great broadcaster by narrow casting. It's the life experience. It's the breadth and depth of all that you know, which she brought to the microphones, which made her such a great radio psychologist.
Well, you yourself have gone through all this. First of all, for the people listening, Alan and I know each other since 1969. We started in radio.
Sorry, I wasn't alive back then.
Well, somebody that sort of looked like you. We started in college radio together, and Alan has been everything in his career from a stand-up comedian to a really good disc jockey. You are one of those funny morning men that did all kinds of bits. I mean, you got a lot going there. And I just want to mention that even though your bread and butter, like to Joy Brown with psychology, your bread and butter is progressive politics in the talk radio genre, you experiment. We have a thing at Talkers Magazine, Talkers Radio at talkers.com. You've been doing for the past couple of years a program called Healed Planet, under the radar for people in the business to hear, and it expresses your interest in cosmic consciousness.
Well, what you've done at talkers.com is create an outlet, a radio outlet for those like myself who want a gymnasium in which to
experiment and play around a little bit and try some things that may not be viable in today's commercial radio. And it's a great opportunity to, for which I thank you, to spread my wings and do some things that really are not part of the talk radio culture, which goes back to Dr. Joy Brown. I hope that people recognize, I hope management in various places recognize, that her loss should not be the loss of this genre of talk radio, and that maybe we can start looking for other people who can broaden the presentation of what we do. You know, you and I, and you're a great radio philosopher as well. You've talked many, many times yourself, plus on your own podcast that you do at Westwood One, or I should say Podcast One, rather, that, you know, we're in a period now, maybe past which there will be much more opportunity for all kinds of spoken word, which can be commercially viable. So I hope Dr. Joy Brown's legacy can be that one might be able to continue what she has started.
And it doesn't have to just be psychology, as I mentioned. It could be advice. You know, you don't have to have a degree to give advice. It's interesting. Remember Sally Jesse Raphael?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
She was the wise woman in the public square.
Right.
And Sally Jesse Raphael was not a clinical psychologist. She was an educated woman, but she didn't have a degree in psychology or psychiatry. But she gave advice. Remember Bruce Williams?
Sure.
Bruce Williams used to give advice. Yep. What do I do if my neighbor's tree is going over the fence?
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to make bad relations with him. But
Bernard Meltzer in New York City. I mean, radio in its heyday was rife with people like that, just great souls, wonderful personalities who had a human touch that reached beyond the radio speakers that people could not get enough of. I still believe that that exists today if it were programmed properly.
What you're saying is that there's an appetite for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, where do you think it's going? Where do you in general think that radio and media are going, Alan?
Well, certainly there are two components to that question. One, of course, is content, as we've been discussing. The other, of course, is technology. And with the technology, so that the bar to entry, the good news is there's a very low bar to entry, and the bad news is there's a very low bar to entry.
Yeah.
Anybody can start a show on the Internet. Anybody can do a podcast. Anybody can get in. Those who do well and can really fly with it, that's a different story. But because of that, it opens, just as you're doing at talkers.com with Heal Planet and other shows you put out, it presents the opportunity for other kinds of shows to grow, develop, and then hopefully flourish. So on one level, the one answer to your question is technology. The technology will enable other shows to start to grab hold. That will enable content that may not have been recognized by the rest of the industry as quickly as it might otherwise have, to hopefully also flourish as time goes on.
Do you slip a little bit of this stuff that you're interested in?
Yes.
into your show?
I sneak it in.
Nobody from Fox is listening, so I can ask you that. I'm only kidding.
Well, luckily I work at night. Maybe they don't hear me all the time. No, but I for example, I'll put on people who said they've died and gone to heaven and describe what it's like meeting God. Deepak Chopra, who you've had on Podcast One, I've have regularly on my radio show, because I really think that is such a universal topic. While my, as you point out, bread and butter is politics, progressive politics, day-to-day news, top-of-the-news issues, I don't think I can never get enough of this other stuff, but I slip it in, and I also believe it's relevant, particularly to my kind of politics, because I think the people who think about issues the way I do in terms of manifestation, cosmic consciousness, I think there's a progressivity to that, so that there's a compatibility between that and the kind of politics I put out.
Well, I know that I have interviewed Joy Brown several times on the podcast that you refer to, Up Close and Far Out with Michael Harrison. It's at Podcast One, and she loved talking about all that stuff.
Oh,
Alan.
Wonderful.
Alan, I can't thank you enough for joining us in this.
Thank you for what you're doing in honor of the memory of Joy Brown.
Thank you. Alan Combs, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great talk radio hosts in the industry today, both radio and television. Coming up next, a man for whom Dr. Brown worked at WOR Radio when he was the program director there, David Bernstein, is going to tell us some stories about that era in Dr. Joy's life. I'm Michael Harrison.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grandpuppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Of course, we're talking about something that really matters to us as people, those of us in the broadcast industry, and those of you who are listeners to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. In my opinion, you're very special listeners because it was a very special show. It wasn't cut from the same exact cloth that most of what you hear on the radio is. It certainly says a lot for you that you listened to this show, that you found it, and that you cared about it. And that's one of the reasons that we're doing this special memorial tribute to Dr. Brown. It's out of respect not just for her, a woman that we not only respect, but many of us loved her as a friend and as a major part of our industry and our culture. But you as listeners, says a lot for you that you were attracted to listen to this program. And my name is Michael Harris, and I'm the publisher of Talkers Magazine. The program is emanating from the Talkers Magazine studios in Western Massachusetts, and we're talking to people around the country who have worked with or knew Dr. Joy Brown. Our next guest is David Bernstein. David Bernstein is a legendary programmer of radio in this industry. He's the general manager of Talkers Radio. And back in the day, one of the real long stretches, I think for 10 years, he was at the helm of programming at WOR in New York, where Joy really made the name, the big name for herself as a host of that great radio station during the day. David, thank you for joining us on this program.
Great to be with you, Michael, and great to be in a position where I could talk about Joy, because people didn't know Joy. They listened to Joy, and they couldn't get a handle on what she was all about because she was perfect on the radio. She was a perfect broadcaster in that she said what was on her mind, she said it well, and she said some things that people were afraid to say. And when you put those things together in the kind and gently manner that she did most of the time, then it was a great broadcast. The times that she wasn't that way stood out even more, because if somebody was out of line, she put him back in line. But she did it the smart way. She talked her way back. She never yelled. We hear people who yell on the radio. She didn't yell because she didn't have to. She used words. And if you listen to those words, it was remarkable what she had to say.
You know, it's interesting, David, you said she was a perfect broadcaster, and you, of course, were probably the perfect program director. Your reputation precedes you in the industry. You certainly know how it works. I was thinking when you were saying that, during the commercial break, there was a spot that's running. I mean, that we're running the show as if she were still here. There's
right.
A spot was running with her voice on it,
and I
was stunned, and one of the things that hit me was she had a heck of a voice. She was a beautiful speaker in a class of her own when the woman opened her mouth. Well, am I right?
Sure. She had the ability to use her range. She had a pretty wide range, you know, highs and lows. And she used that combined with her ability to get very intimate in her style, move very close to the microphone, so you're really talking on a one-on-one basis. One of the things that the listeners probably never knew was that she did the show in the dark. It was a daytime show. Our show started at 9 in the morning. So there's plenty of sunlight around at 9 in the morning, but everything was drawn tight, the lights were pulled down, and if you can picture a console sitting in a chair in front of a console with from left to right flashing yellow lights and red lights and green lights that flash at different times than the other lights and the microphone boom hanging down and the call letters and two, three, or four people in the control room staring at her waiting for her to start the show, and she started the show at a precise moment and never needed a cue. She had impeccable timing. She would talk until it's time to stop, and then she would stop.
Yeah, she also was compartmentalized. She had a great mind that way. Sometimes I would have a conversation with her during the day, not knowing she was on the air, and she'd say, "Hang on a second." And I'd say, "You just had that conversation with me during a commercial break?" And then she'd go right back on as if she were totally focused on that. It's not easy to do that, David, as you know.
But her mind worked that way.
Yes.
She knew that she was a presentation. I don't mean Joy the show. I mean Joy. She was a presentation. She was her name. Joy, to me, always the name, the word, meant fun from deep inside the heart. And she really believed that. She lived her life that way. There was a day that there was a very big manager's meeting in the WOR conference room, and there must have been maybe 15 people in the room, all sitting around this long mahogany desk, wood-paneled office, and the door opens up, and in walks Joy Brown. I shouldn't say walks Joy Brown, in flutters Joy Brown, wearing a head-to-toe red fur coat. And I mean flaming red.
Oh, my gosh.
She walked in, clearly interrupting the meeting, flittered all around the room and said, I am just interrupting a meeting, and this is so much fun. God, you guys look so corporate. Ooh. And she busted up the room. She it was all intentional. She was probably did it spur of the moment, but she didn't stop herself. She intentionally walked in, just made everybody laugh, made us stop feeling like corporate idiots, and just a bunch of people talking about what we were talking about. And it was cool. She did something that was very cool. She twisted us in one crazy move with that crazy fur coat. She twisted us into something different. And we loved it. She was family there.
How could you not love
it? We had the Dolans. We had Arthur Schwartz. All the WOR programs, the network programs like hers, all came from the same studios.
Those were the days, David. Those were the days when radio, talk radio, was a varietal. Where you ever watch the Frasier show? You know, there's psychologist, there's the food critic, there's the movie critic, there's the dog show, there's the car show, and there were politics shows. You know,
shows dedicated to politics.
There
were people who didn't like politics but loved talk radio. I think that's still true. It's just that there's not enough programming out there. Losing Dr. Joy is a tragedy. Losing Dr. Joy's show is a societal turning point that if we don't do something about that and continue, even if there's nobody who's as great as Dr. Joy, we still have an area of subjectivity that should be discussed on the radio.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. And the way you said it, that, you know, this is a societal loss, and there's enough room on talk radio for so much more than just what it has without taking away anything that it has. David Bernstein, former program director at WOR Radio, thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
Great to be with you, Michael.
It's David Bernstein. I'm Michael Harrison, and we have coming up many more people in the program to talk about the life and times of Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.